You got everything? Phone, wallet, passport?
Yeah, yeah, I think I got everything.
You know she finna start crying, right?
Be quiet, Aubrey. Listen, sweetie, make sure you call us when you get there. You know I'm gonna worry about you.
All right, yeah, I will. My flight gets in around 8:30, but, you know, I got to get some Wi-Fi first. But when I get some Wi-Fi, I'll let y'all know.
All right, man. Well, you know what to do. Handle your business.
As always, we're real proud of you, baby boy.
All right. Appreciate it. Love y'all.
Love you too.
What's good, everybody? It's Kendrick Perry here, aka KP3, aka Mr. Certified in Person, bringing you Life Across the Water. On today's episode, I'm joined by my guy, Gerard Jones. He's a new teammate of mine here at Seta Vida Olympia. Just joined maybe about a month ago. And, you know, we talk about a lot. We talk about the fact that he's played in Hungary, as did I. Getting to play for a national team and kind of what that means to him, and just being an entrepreneur and in his own right. You know, he started his LTG brand, Love the Game. So we kind of go in depth about that and, you know, just kind of talk about his experiences playing this game. You guys stay tuned. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Life Across the Waters, starring your boy, KP3, a.k.a. Mr. Certified in Person. I'm here with my man, Jared Jones. Brother, appreciate you pulling up.
Appreciate you having me, dog.
This is, if you guys don't know, we're going to get into it, but this is Mr. LTG, Mr. Love the Game himself. You know, pulled up probably, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
About two weeks ago.
New teammate with me out here in Ljubljana, Slovenia with Seta Vida Olympia. So first, how you feeling about, you know, the season, getting to know the guys? How you liking it so far?
I'm enjoying it, man. Seems like we got a good group of guys out here. I'm still adjusting and, you know, getting acclimated. You know, I appreciate y'all helping me and, you know, making sure I'm comfortable and getting me together.
Yeah, bro. You know, that's what we got to do, man. That's what we got to do. So before we really get into it, you know, I always start my episodes off with the same revolving question. You know, us being African Americans from the state and, you know, the social climate that's been going on. Really, it seems like ever since 2020 started. I mean, it's been going on for a while, but, right. You know, 2020 has really shed a different light to the situation of social injustice when it comes to our people. So I ask all my guests, first and foremost, how are you mentally, you know, dealing with everything that's going on, you know, back home right now?
You know, taking it, you know, one day at a time, really, and just, you know, trying to stay in a clear mind space is easy, especially with, you know, social media, you know, putting it in our face every day, and just constantly being reminded of the injustices, you know, back home, or really all over. I just try to, you know, kind of make sure I talk to the kids and stuff, like my family, my children, a lot of the kids in the city where I'm from that I try to help out and whatnot. Just try to help them be aware and just know, you know, their surroundings, but know that they don't have to let those circumstances become them. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to fall into a state where you just, you know, just give up on the world. Like, oh, I know I'm Black, I'm not going to be able to make it, I can't do this, I can't do that. You still have opportunities, you know, and I just try my best to show them a positive light instead of showing them all the negativity around them.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the head, bro. That's all we really can do, you know what I mean? Like, obviously it's a tough time for all of us right now, but just trying to find whatever silver lining we can in the dark times is all we can do. So it's good to hear that you're in a good place with that. To start off, you know, getting into the basketball, just kind of let the people know your journey so far, where you've played, how many years you've been playing pro, and just, you know, all the different places you've been so far.
Right now, I'm coming in year 9. It's definitely been a long journey, a lot of highs, a lot of lows. I started off my first year in Ukraine for about half a season before I ended up going to Hungary, where I won championship rookie year. Did two more years in Hungary, left, went to France, left, went back to Hungary. Then I went from there to Italy, moved on from there, went and did a summer in China, Turkey, Monaco, back to Turkey, you know, and now I'm here in Slovenia. So, you know, like I said, I've been around a lot of places, played in Euro Cup, Champions League, a bunch of different leagues all over the place. So, you know, it's definitely a year for me to really just be able to, you know, I got the experience and it's time to, you know, just put it all together.
Yeah. Quite the experience, you know. 9 years, man, is a blessing. You know, obviously we look at people who've been doing this for 13, 14 years. And obviously I think the most common theme between us as overseas players, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we all kind of want to at least get to 10. You know what I mean? Right. And then, you know, after we hit the double-digit mark, whatever happens after that is kind of a bonus. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously it doesn't pan out that way for a lot of people for different reasons. You know, we'll touch on a little bit of that later. But, you know, the one thing that we both have in common was spending time in Hungary. You know, you've been there, I think you said, what, 3 years?
About 3 years.
I spent two different years there, 1.5, because I had to leave 1 year earlier to get a knee surgery. But just kind of talk about, you know, your time in Hungary. It's crazy because you won a championship in Hungary. I won a championship in Hungary. You won with Solna, correct?
Yeah, I won two. I won one with Alba and one with Solna.
Oh, okay. So you won two. I won one. We both won one with Solna. Kind of talk about, you know, first, even before we get in Hungary, just kind of talk about what your mindset was going from college to, you know, pursuing this overseas life. You know, I tell the story all the time. I came off of college averaging like 20 something my senior year. And, you know, I was feeling myself at the time. You know, I thought my shit didn't stink. And my first year was in Australia and I got humbled real quick because I went over there with the totally wrong mindset to have. Whereas, you know, now you're playing pro, you basically got to start over and work your way up again, earn the respect, earn the minutes, earn the playing time, earn all of that. Were there any, you know, experiences like that? Or did you just kind of come in like, look, I got to start over and I got to work my way back up?
Honestly, coming into my rookie year, you know, and I think it's really the same for a lot of rookies. I really had no idea what to expect, you know what I'm saying, about overseas, like what it was going to be like over here, or like what teams were the good teams, what teams mm-hmm. were the bad teams. Mm-hmm. Like I was in the mindset like, oh, overseas is overseas. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm playing pro overseas. And once I got here, you know, and I had some really good old heads or, you know, vets on my team that really, you know, kind of put things into perspective for me and will let me know, yo, we about to play this team. This team is, like, this is where you want to be. This mm-hmm. is the level you want to be at. This is a Euro Cup team right mm-hmm. here. This is a, you know, that player right there, he making this type of money. Like, right. You got, and I was thinking, like, dang, you can make that kind of money over here. Like, that's not what my contract looked like, you feel me? So I was just like, all right. And from that point on, that's when I started taking notes of, all right, we playing him, I'm about to go at him. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? This is what I'm about to do. Like, I'm trying to get to that level. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it was, like, it's amazing the way things work out. You know, I'm sure everyone has a lot of experiences with their career where they're like, man, I should have did this, or I should have went here, man. I knew I should have went and played on that team or whatever instead of picking this contract. But right. I think everything in my career, I was in the place where I was at when I was supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's what got me, you know what I'm saying, to where, my next level, my next step in my journey, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, I got a passport and, you know, I just happened to be in the right spot at the right time, mm-hmm. like, you know, in my career. And I think that's something that's a big part of my career, you know what I'm saying? It got me to some of the levels that I got to.
Right.
Just trusting the process and, you know, each year going out there and doing work.
Yeah. It's funny. And to my listeners, you know, you heard him mention the passport. Obviously, he's not talking about an American passport because he already had one of those. He's talking about a European passport, which is, you know, for us playing overseas, that's like the, that's almost like the golden ticket in a way, you know. If you can find a right situation where everything kind of falls in line and you can get a good European passport, you know, you set yourself up, you know, financially, you're in a much better position than, you know, than not having it. So, you know, to kind of segue into that, now you find, after your first year in Ukraine, you find yourself in Hungary. What was that experience like for you? Because, you know, for me personally, my first time in Hungary, it was great. But the second time back, that just seemed, that was my fourth year. And that seemed like it was the year that everything just clicked. We had a great coaching staff. We had a great, you know, a balance of imports and domestic players. Chemistry was off the charts. And, you know, we pretty much dominated the whole year. Won the cup, won the championship. I think we only lost one game, all playoffs. And that's kind of, that was kind of like my best year individually and as a team. Obviously, when you win the championship, that's going to be one of your better years. Right. So, you know, I look back on my time in Hungary with, you know, some of the best memories. One of my teammates, one of my former teammates, Quincy Ford, I'm still very close with to this day. You know, I talk to him every day. And it's just relationships like that, man, that I take away from that year in Hungary the most. So what was it like for you out there?
I mean, like you say, teammates, you know, I met a lot of great people out there. I think for me, I almost got into a comfort level there. Like I said, I won a championship there my rookie year. Mm-hmm. And then I went and signed a 2-year deal to go back to Hungary. So I played 2 years with Pox in Hungary, and then I left and went to second division France. Mm-hmm. And from there, halfway through the season, things didn't work out. Me and the team, we ended up splitting, and I went back to Hungary to Szolnok, where I won my second championship there.
Right.
And at that point, you know, I almost re-signed with Szolnok because I was just like, you know, at that point I had really just familiar been playing there, familiar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I had a great name in the league, mm-hmm. and Szolnok was top team in the league. Mm-hmm. They wanted to bring me back. But I ended up, you know, getting a new agent. My agent was like, yo, let me work for you. Let me find you something different, somewhere else, you know. And he found me a job in Italy. And once I got there, that's like, I think really going back to Szolnok really changed my entire career, you know what I'm saying? Because before that, I was just playing like 5 position. But I got there to Szolnok. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my coach, he seen, he was like, yo, you should start, you know, shooting like 3, because before that, I was really just shooting, like, mid-range jumpers, you know right. what I'm saying? My comfort zone, like, you know, I might make this 3, but I know I'm going to make this 15-footer, so right. I'm just going to go ahead and take this. He was like, yo, you shooting 18-footer, you might as well step back and shoot the 3.
Right.
I started stepping back, started missing some, and then he was like, don't worry about it, just keep shooting. And I just kept shooting and started hitting them. And then from that position, from just that
expanded
from,
your game.
From that year on, I went from a 5 position and became a 4, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I went to Italy, led the league in scoring and rebounding, and it was history from there. Like, my agent, he was like, yo, you go to Italy, average, like, 12 and 6 or something like that, you're going to be good. You're going to be solidified in the league. And,
right.
you know, I went there and averaged basically 20 and 10. Mm. And from there, you know, it was, you know, China calling, Turkey calling.
Now we're talking calling. Some, yeah.
And it was like from in that year, from when I went from Hungary to Italy, mm-hmm. by the end of that season, like when China was calling for making what I was making a year to making that in a month, you know what I'm saying? Right. So it was like, and that was a world that I wasn't even like, that my eyes wasn't even open to that. Like, I didn't even know this was like, man, this is what was going on, obtainable right. here overseas, you know right. what I'm saying? So it's like just learning that. And then, and now, like, when I have like rookies and stuff on my team or younger players, I try to get it in their head early, like, yo, it's a lot that you're capable of, that it's a lot out there for you. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be willing to go get it and not get comfortable. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because for a second, I almost got comfortable and was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to stay here, you know, in Hungary. And, you know, they like me here.
Right.
But, like, you should always be trying to climb that ladder to get to the, because, like I said, when the ball stopped, it's done. So, right. Like, while you're hooping, you got to try to get to the highest level that you can get to.
You got
to
maximize the most out of the game, especially, you know, guys like us who've been playing it for so long. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, and we just now, for you, you just started getting paid for it 9 years ago, me 7, you know what I mean? Right. But we've been playing this game for however long, high school, college, AAU, you know what I mean? Right. Like, so it's really, like you said, like I try to preach to my youngest too, like get the most out of you can out of this game financially and, you know, off the court as well.
And like, you know, even like looking at like the NBA and stuff like that, you know, a lot of players, you know, or people, spectators, they always have something to say, yo, why is this guy leaving, going to this team? Like, and you got to think with those NBA guys, they get to a point where, you know, they got enough money, like they're making so many millions that it's like, I want to win a championship, you feel me? So it's like, if they go put themselves in a position, you can't be mad at somebody for wanting to go and, like, reach the highest. Like, they don't know how much longer they're going to play basketball. I can't be sitting over here on this team that's at the bottom of the league every year and just keep waiting for them to get a championship. I want to get a championship before my time is up. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Yeah. So, you know, obviously we talked about Hungary, and one of the things that you got from it is the European passport and the Hungarian passport. And with that, you know, you were able to play with the Hungarian national team. Just as an American, just kind of talk about what that experience is like, because, you know, obviously that's not something that people back home are used to, you know, seeing an American playing on a European country. Were there any gaps in terms of communication with the team, you know, was there any of that, or did it just kind of seem like it all fit, and or was it like a smooth transition for you?
I think it was pretty smooth for me, just from the simple fact that I played on two of the top teams in Hungary, which most of my teammates on the national team were teammates that I had during the league, season. I said, and I had been out there for 4 years already.
Right.
So that was pretty smooth. My national team coach was my coach from when I was playing in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That was a smooth transition, and it was a great experience being able, you know, we played some different countries, Italy and Croatia. We went to, you know, Portugal. We went to some other places.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was, you know, just a great experience from the simple fact, you know, everyone's, you know, how tough it will be to make the USA team,
right.
in America. But to still be able to play in that Olympic-style formula where you're going from different countries, playing the best players in each country.
In each country, right.
Yeah, that's a great experience that, you know what I'm saying, that goes down in history, like on my resume that I can, you know, tell my kids about, like,
right.
These people in Hungary, you know, value me enough to send me out there to represent their country. So
Yeah, and that's a big thing, man, to make you as Americans going over to these countries. You know, one of the biggest things I talk about a lot is, for us, it's like we have to embrace the culture for sure.
Right.
But it's a good feeling when knowing that the culture embraces you back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And for me personally, I think there's no higher recognition of that than something like a passport or being able to, you know, really play and represent another country. Yeah, it's a little different because, you know, it's not what we're used to in terms of, you know, being from the USA. But, you know, you're playing for a country who embraces you to the fullest. And I think at the end of the day, you know, that's what we want playing overseas. We want to be embraced. We want to be welcomed, you know, because... Mm-hmm. You know, it can definitely be lonely. It could be a lonely path, you know, playing these different years overseas, depending on what city you're in, the whole the whole league, different countries, all that. So I tip my hat to the country of Hungary to let them, you know, allow you to do something like that and welcome you like that. Moving on, another topic I talk about is leaving your mark, and you know, something I try to teach to, something I try to tell any of my young homies that are going through this same thing as me is that, you know, you're a brand, you know, whether you know it or not, you know, you're a brand, whether you acknowledge it or embrace it, you're a brand. When you go overseas, you don't only represent yourself, but people are looking at you, they're looking at your mother, your father, you know, the city that you grew up in, the state that you grew up in. So with that comes a lot of responsibility. You know, you got to carry yourself the right way. Some things you might be able to get away with in the States, you might not be able to get away with over here, right, off the court.
Right.
And that's just the reality of the situation. You know, I mentioned it earlier at the beginning. You have your own brand, LTG, Love the Game.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, just kind of talk about what that means to you and, you know, how kind of how that started about.
Well, me and one of my best friends from college, Brawley Chisholm, he's with the Harlem Globetrotters from New York. We kind of started it together, and it's just basically it kind of speaks for itself. Love the game, but it's not necessarily just like the game of basketball. You see some of the shirt, like the shirt I wear in practice a lot, and it says "Love the Game, Love the Grind."
Mm-hmm.
Both are a slogan that has LTG, you know what I'm saying, as the initials and whatnot. So Love the Game basically is just like whatever game you're playing, whatever you're in your life, whatever lane you're in, you got to love it. You know what I'm saying? You got to love the grind, because, you know what I'm saying, that's the main part. That's, like they say, you don't want to, it's not always about the destination. Sometimes it's like the journey to make you appreciate the destination. You know what I'm saying? So it's like just loving the game and, you know, it loving you back, like, it's the most beautiful thing. And that's why we made the brand Love the Game. Initially, I started doing it, like, just back in my city, just having, like, basketball camps in the summertime, mm-hmm. and that was the, you know, Love the Game basketball camp.
Right.
We come and bringing kids in, starting at, like, age 9 all the way up through 17, seniors in high school, and just teaching them the game of basketball, teaching them, you know, to be competitive, and, you know, just spending a lot of time with them,
mm-hmm.
having, like, block parties every year where we're giving out, like, hundreds of backpacks, school supplies, food, games out there and stuff, you know, for the community. Everyone just show up. Everything is free.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it just started out as, and it's branched out. So, you know, where we're having tournaments now. We got clothing, apparel, where, you know, we still don't have the website up where we're selling it, you know, but it's like kind of like pop-up shops everywhere. Right. But it's really got a good following, with a lot of people supporting the brand, and it's something that is growing to something we didn't really know or expect it to mm-hmm. grow to, but it's something that we're definitely rolling with, and, you know, just loving the energy that we're getting from it.
For sure. Yeah, I saw on the IG feed, I saw Brandon Wood, who I played against in college, D. Bose, who I played against a few years in Russia, supporting the brand. I saw Ian Hummer, who I played with in Russia a few years ago.
Okay.
So, you know, it's, and countless others too, but, you know, it's a good feeling when you see other people.
Yeah,
you
know, not, what I'm saying? Not even just, you know, those are a lot of guys, you know, who we've played with, like, you know, a lot of players from overseas, but, like, you know, and one of the greatest things that I got from the brand was, you know, this past couple months over the quarantine and whatnot, when we were dealing with a lot of the injustice stuff going mm-hmm. on as well. You know, we made a Black Lives Matter shirt that it was a, you know, LTG logo with, you know, a lot of the names of the victims from a lot of the injustices. And with that shirt, you know, we got a lot of people from, you know, France, people from, you know, Monaco and a lot of different countries or whatever, like, hitting me up like, yo, can you send some of those shirts over here? And it's like, that's why, you know, I wear a lot of my stuff, you know, all the different countries I'm playing in. And, you know, we get a lot of fans on Instagram and whatnot who are following us. And it's like, in this day and age, you never know how far your brand can reach, you
right.
know, because, like, so I'm sending out T-shirts. Like, who would have ever thought I would know people in Turkey that, you know,
want
to order
right.
a T-shirt that I made, you know?
Sure,
so it's
for
like,
sure.
That's just a great feeling knowing that. And to know that I can get out a message like that, you know, Black Lives Matter,
mm-hmm.
say their names, remember these fallen victims, you know what I'm saying? Like, get their names out to
right.
people all across the world.
It's a global thing, you know,
yeah.
it's not just local. I mean, when I started my whole brand, you know, it was at first it was just like, yo, if I sell 5 T-shirts, I'm cool with that, because
right.
I stand on what I believe in, you
right.
know what I mean? Whether it do 5,000 units or 5 units, you know, I truly
exactly.
believe, whether, like, this is what I believe in, this is what I stand on. So to see, like you said, to see that message reach not just only, you know, Orlando, Florida, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, you know, Sonic, Hungary, or, like you said, Monaco, Turkey, Italy, all these other different places, man, it's a blessing to see that, you know, your brand and your entity go global. So the last thing we're gonna hit on real quick, man. I know you just had a child before you came out here. Congratulations on that.
Appreciate it.
You know, unfortunately, you know, this life we live, you know, it's the time we get to spend with our loved ones and our family sometimes is few and far between. But just kind of talk about now. I have this conversation with a lot of my guys who are fathers in their own right. It seems like now, and I don't have children yet, but, you know, I can just, I always imagine it as it being now more of a physical representation of motivation. You know, mm-hmm. When you think about the hard two-a-day practices that we go through, you know, the time being away from the family, sometimes the money's not on time or whatever the case may be dealing with this mm-hmm. overseas life. When you think about, you know, now you have a child at home with your wife and your family, does that give you that extra push to, all right, I gotta buckle down, I gotta love the game harder, I gotta love the grind harder, you know? Do you think now that the birth of your child, does that give you even a greater sense of that?
It definitely does. For one, you know, like I said, you know, I just had my daughter. She was born at midnight in 12:02, and 3 o'clock that same afternoon, later on that day, I had to leave and get on the plane to come out here for 8 months, you know? So it's like, now if I come out here and I'm going, you know, half-heartedly, you know, not giving it everything, and like, what am I here for? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
if I gotta leave, you know, my family, leave my two daughters back home, my wife back home, and I'm out here, like, it wouldn't do me justice, you know, to come out here and not give it everything and do what I'm doing to put them in the best position for my family.
All right.
And you know, also, like I said, I do a lot of stuff back home, you know, with a lot of kids. Like, I'm not, you know, from a big city. I'm from a small city, Michigan City, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there, you know, it's like my name is a big name there, you know what I'm saying, for, like, a lot of the kids coming up, because, like, they don't see a lot of people, you know, make it to the places I made it, you know, especially like when they seen me with the Miami Heat jersey on playing in the summer league,
right?
And you know, having a great outing there, like, it's like that's what they look up to. So like when I come overseas, I feel like me being here is an extension of them, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Everything I do, every award, every accolade that I get, and you know, if I got a trophy, I'm holding up a trophy on Instagram and they see that picture, it's like they feel like that's them, like, man, right. That's me, that's what I could be when I get older. So right. it's like you gotta, when you come over here, you have to find something that's gonna push you, you know what I'm saying, to make you want to get up every day. All right, let me go get these extra shots at the practice, let mm-hmm. me put in these extra weights and do that. Like, if you don't find something that's gonna drive you, it's going to be a long, you know what I'm saying, 10 months over here. You have to find that extra drive and push. And that definitely comes from, you know, my family back home and a lot of the kids that, you know, I look at as my little brothers and, you know, little sisters and whatnot. So
that's perfect, man. I think we can end it on that note, for real. JJ, I appreciate you pulling up, bro. Shopping game
you
with me.
Bro.
Tell the first, before we get out of here, tell the people where they can reach you, the LTG on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got the LTG Love the Game. That's the handle on, I think it's LTG _ Love the Game on Instagram, Facebook as well. We got a website, LTG Love the Game. You can go there and check out, you know, different locations. We got camps and New York, Indiana. Not sure if we're going to. We've had them in Phoenix. We've had them in New Jersey. But this year, you know, they were all canceled for COVID. I'm not sure where there will be 2021. But you can always go to the website and get more information or just follow us on Instagram. Again, that's LTG _ Love the Game.
That's
my handle is BasketballJones45.
That's it, man. Y'all go tap in with the Brody. Show him some love. Love the game, love the grind. I mean, that's the message we got to preach when we over here living this life across the waters, man. It's definitely a grind. And if you don't embrace it, you know, it's going to be, like my man said, it's going to be a long 8, 9, 10 months. So with that being said, bro, again, I appreciate you pulling up, chopping game with me. This is Life Across the Waters, man. KP3 signing out. And that's a wrap. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening this whole time. We'll be back soon with another episode, so stay tuned. Life Across the Water, KP3, certified in person.